And here is the Writer's Almanac for Thursday, the 30th of March, 2017. It's the birthday of Anna Sewell, born in Yarmouth, England, 1820, author of Black Beauty, the autobiography of a horse, narrated by the horse himself. It's the birthday of the playwright Sean O'Casey, born in Dublin, 1880, author of many plays, including The Shadow of a Gunman, story of a poor poet mistaken for an Irish Republican Army fighter who decides to go along with it since it's getting him some attention from a pretty woman. It was part of his Dublin trilogy, which included Juno and the Paycock and The Plough and the Stars. It's the birthday of the man who said, to do good work, one must eat well, be well housed, have one's fling from time to time, smoke one's pipe, and drink one's coffee in peace. Vincent van Gogh, born in Groot Zundert, Holland in 1853. Never had any formal training in art. He taught himself to draw, moved to Paris, then to the south of France, began painting sunflowers, committed himself to an asylum. 1888, he suffered from manic depression, but he was working at an incredible pace during all this time, made his famous painting Starry Night. 2 years later, he left the asylum. He was still painting at a frenetic pace, turning out a painting almost daily. And one July afternoon, 1890, he shot himself, dying of the wound 2 days later. And it was on this day in 1858, Hyman Lippmann of Philadelphia patented the first pencil with an attached eraser, the common yellow pencil. Hexagon-shaped to keep them from rolling off the table. A single pencil can draw a line 35 miles long, write about 45,000 words. John Steinbeck loved pencils, started every day with 24 freshly sharpened ones, and used 60 pencils a day to write The Grapes of Wrath. Here's a poem by David Hecker, Hitchhiking. The only time I ever hitchhiked, my thumb attracted the driver of a 16-wheeler. He said he needed company to stay awake, been on the road for 18 hours, hauling a huge caterpillar on the back of his rig. I was headed to my hometown, 100 miles away, to visit friends, cruise familiar streets, and dance to rock and roll. Nodding his head for me to climb in, he reached for second gear, then slumped forward onto the steering wheel. Panicked he might be dead, I shouted and shook his shoulder fiercely. In one smooth move, he woke, stopped the truck, and asked, "Do you know how to drive?" I said I'd driven grain trucks on farms. We exchanged places, and he told me to double clutch between forward gears. Then he fell asleep. When I reached 40 miles per hour, the road looked narrow like a path on the prairies, and the speed seemed like 60. The first town I entered, and the only one I would pass through with a stoplight, I tried to slow, but I didn't think to double clutch down through the gears. Thank goodness it was dinner time, and few drivers were on the main street. The next stop was my hometown. I managed to halt the truck on the outskirts. The driver awakened and thanked me. I was still shaking as I climbed out of the truck and stepped down onto the safety of solid ground. Hitchhiking, poem by David Hecker from Natural Affinities, published by Moonpath Press and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac, supported by the Poetry Foundation, publisher of Poetry Magazine, committed to discovering great poets and printing their verse. Back issues and subscriptions available at poetrymagazine.org. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.
Podcasts are a great way to enjoy programs you love, like The Writer's Almanac, whenever and wherever you want. Podcasts have something for everyone, but some people still aren't aware of podcasts. Think of someone you know who might enjoy a podcast. What podcast would they really love? Now tell them about it in real life or on social media. And if they don't know how to find and download podcasts, show them how. Tell us what you recommended with the hashtag TryPod, TryPod. Thanks for spreading the word.